thoughts. I know you heard about the trade when you were down in Mexico, but now you've had some time for it to sink in. What do you think?
Yeah, like you said, I was down in Mexico, and I didn't really hear it until Dennis Kanapa came out on his iPad and told me I'd been traded. So, it's good. I think it's a great opportunity for myself to, come to a team that, I'm going to get the opportunity to play a lot more than where I was last year. And it's a young group with a lot of talent on the uprise. And, anytime you get that kind of team, it's really exciting. And at the same time, I've played in Canada. I know what it's like in Winnipeg. It's loud and it's exciting to be in front of fans that know what hockey's all about.
And it's quite a bit different, I think, from the last time you were traded, because you were involved for a high profile guy like Brett Burns. This time, maybe a little less pressure on you.
I don't see it that way. I can only imagine that there's going to be some scrutiny wherever you go, and it's no different if you get traded for a high-profile guy or for a draft pick. So there's going to be pressure, but that's why we play. We play for that thrill of getting the chance to be a clutch player, a pressure player in key situations.
Kevin, it's Ken Weep from the Winnipeg Sun here. For those who haven't seen you as much, how would you describe your style of play?
It's pretty simple. Try to play a two-way game, and I use my speed as much as possible, and at the same time, put some points up, and use my body as much as I can as well. Try and be a well-rounded player, and shoot the puck, and try and put goals in the back of the net.
For sure, it's obviously up to Claude Noel, but have you thought at all about maybe playing alongside Evander Kane?
Yeah, we talked about it briefly. That could be an initial step, but you never know what happens until you get to camp. And if I do get that opportunity, obviously it's pretty exciting. He's a pretty special player and pretty electric player. So it'll be that'd be something that would be definitely very exciting for myself.
Gabriel Gosselin, Radio-Canada, Manitoba, CBC, Winnipeg. I'm wondering, Devin, what your impressions were of this young team from the outside looking in?
Well, I only got the chance to play them, I believe it was one time. The other time I was hurt and I didn't get to come up to Winnipeg. But, they're right in it all the way to the end last year. And like I said, it's exciting to get that chance to come to the young team that's on the uprise that has the potential to make some huge strides, and they've added a couple new players and a little bit of experience, I think, by adding Frolik, even though he's a young guy, he just won the Stanley Cup, and I played upwards of close to 60 playoff games myself, so it's an exciting time, and it should be very exciting.
Do you think that your experience is something that will be a benefit in the locker room?
I think so. It's not like I'm a big rah-rah guy, but everywhere I've seemed to went, I've been able to get along with the guys in the room, and I've only heard great things about the room there, so I'm pretty excited to... I'm trying to think of it. The only player that I probably know there is Brian Little. I played under 18 with him, and we had a couple. One time at the All-Star game there in the Young Guns game. I know him, and he's a really good guy. But other than that, I've heard good things about other players as well.
Devin, your career stats, you have 10 goals more than you have assists. So if it turns out that you're playing on the same line as Evander Kane, who also likes to shoot, are you guys going to be maybe taking the center on that line out for dinner a few extra times to get some passes?
Well, I'm sure we can mix and match. It's always good to play with a guy that. I don't think he just likes to shoot. He's a pretty good player, and he can do a lot of things other than just shoot. So I can do that myself, and whoever it is, if we get a chance to play together, whoever's at the center, I'm sure if he's setting us up all the time, we might have to get him dinner a couple times.
You were playing the left side in Minnesota, as far as I know. How do you feel about going back to the right side? Is there that big of an adjustment there, if that's the way that it works out?
Well, I was kind of flip-flopped. I mean, my first year in Minnesota, I was on the left side. I actually prefer the right side, so I think it's going to be even better to go back and play the right side.
And you mentioned that you get along well in the room. I've heard through the grapevine that you're a guy that likes to add a little bit of humor to the everyday grind.
Well, I mean, there's always a point of professionalism, and when hockey time starts, it's being professional and away from the rink and you know, on ice. But you know, we get so wound up tight all the time that you know it's always nice to keep it loose in the dressing room and have some fun. I mean, that's why we play this game. We play it to be professional. The times we need to be professional, and then the times where you need to relax and kind of wind back, that's kind of what I like to bring the dressing room. And I may throw some jokes around here or there, but it's just all in good fun.
Radio here in Winnipeg. Can you tell us a little bit about moving within the division to the Winnipeg Jets from the Minnesota Wild and how that might affect, how excited you will be to play against your old teammates and what that might do for a budding rivalry between these two teams?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was always said that the rivalry was going to happen between Winnipeg and Minnesota. And now it's even grown even bigger for me, myself. I'm not sure what the schedule is or whatever, how many times we play there, but I'm assuming that we probably play each other close to 7 or 8 times, and that's just going to make it even more fun and, make it even more involved for myself when we play those games.
What will your plans be for the rest of the summer now? Obviously, you're back from Mexico. You just got the news that you'll be in Winnipeg as opposed to Minneapolis. Tell us a little bit about what that means to you personally and when you'll be here in the city.
Yeah, I mean, there's still a lot of things I need to work out, and obviously, I still got a lot of my stuff up in Minnesota. So I gotta kind of move that around. But I'm planning on making a trip out there within the next couple of weeks or months, just to try and get set up and get a place and just kind of get settled in. And I'm not sure exactly when I'm gonna come in, but I'm sure I'll come in probably around early September, just to get settled in before camp.
Just finally, when you did connect with Kevin Cheveldayoff and Jets management, can you tell us a little bit about that conversation and what the team has in mind for you?
I mean, not much. I mean, it's basically just a conversation about how excited both sides were, as far as myself and as Kevin, and that I get an opportunity to come in and play. And I'll get the opportunity, but I got to earn it. And, that's the exciting part. And for me, it's just now to have a really good summer for the rest of the summer here and come into camp in a great shape and just ready to go right from day one.
Devin, a lot has been made of you going into your contract year. I don't know if you've ever gone through this before, but if so, is there any motivation to that at all?
I mean, I don't think I want to be labeled as a guy that all of a sudden in a contract year comes out and has a great year. I mean, that's something I thought about. I just try to take it the same way I have. And, you know, if it's a contract year, it is. I just come in and play my game and like I said, be as motivated as possible to help out the team and not worry about myself. And if I do that, then good things will probably tend to happen. Contract year or not, I'm coming in the year to have a good year and help the team win.
Whereabouts are you right now?
I'm actually down in California here in San Jose.
Devin, as a guy who's had some playoff success, are you excited about the opportunity to try to help push the Jets into the playoffs for the first time?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, anyone who's been around and knows, and I mean, the perfect example, Andrew Ladd, he's won 2 cups. He knows what it's like to play, and it's a fun time of the year. And that's always the plan from day one for everyone is to, get your team in the playoffs. And you can't look ahead at it too far, but just take it game by game and day by day. And we definitely have the pieces. It's just a matter of of, you know, putting together.
Are your folks still in southern Alberta, Devin, and is this a move that makes it easier for them to come and watch you play?
Yeah, they're still in Tabor, and we'll see. I mean, I literally just got back last night at about 2 o'clock, so I haven't been on the phone too much, and but I know they're excited to be you know back in Canada, and you know that's your roots and a team that's like I said, their fans love hockey, and I've never got the chance to play in the building yet, but I mean you can just hear it. It's electric, and they're going to be excited for sure to come there and stay within Canada and come watch.
And no relatives in Winnipeg or friends or anything like that could connect you to it?
Not really, not anymore. I mean, I know a couple guys lived there that I played with before, but they're gone when the season time starts. But other than that, you know, I've been to Winnipeg a couple times, and back in my junior days, my old roommate Jared Walker, we came out there and spent about a week there, and you know, had a great time in the summer. And that was when I was about 19 years old.
Do you know many other players on the Winnipeg Jets? You mentioned Andrew Ladd. Do you have relationships with any current Jets?
Just Brian Little. I know Bufflin and Ladd through one of my really good friends, Christopher Stege. You know, he's always said great things about those guys and how good of guys they are and easy to get along with. So, you know, I trust him. I trust his judgment. And it really doesn't take long for hockey guys to get together and know one another. It's a pretty easy sport to do that.